boys and girls. It's time for today's Children's Bible Club meeting. It's wonderful to have this time to get together each week by radio. Thank the Lord for the means of radio and for this good station that brings you the Children's Bible Club each week. I hope you'll pray for the Children's Bible Club and for this station. We need God's help and blessing, for without that, there wouldn't be any use in it at all. All right, choir, I hope you're up to date and ready to start with good songs for the Lord's glory. One afternoon, after a good Bible time together with a bunch of boys and girls, one boy came skipping by me and chirped, "Aunt Carolyn, you were talking about heaven. I'm going. I'll meet you there some day." And he went on down the sidewalk, happy as a hop toad. Say, I hope heaven is that real to you, and that you're sure you're going there. You can be. That's what this broadcast is all about. Being sure that you know the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ so that you have the opportunity to receive Him as your Savior and go to heaven someday too. Then we won't have to meet by radio anymore. We can meet face to face and really get acquainted. Best of all, we will see the Savior face to face. In the meantime, may God help you to know Him and do His will. And now, let's join the choir in singing before story time.
Thank you.
out of here, you scoundrels! We were here first.
No, you weren't.
We were. This is my master's well, and you better get your raunchy cattle off our pasture land, too.
Oh, just because you're Abram's servants, you think you're big stuff.
Well, we'll fight. You'll see who gets this water and pasture.
Whoa, what's all this feuding about?
Well, it's a long story, but after Abram's Waterloo in Egypt, he fled back to the land of Canaan where God meant for him to be. Now his wealth multiplied. Things were going great, except for one thing. His nephew's possessions were increasing, too. Yes, Lot was still clinging close to Uncle Abram. Wherever Abram moved, Lot tagged along. Now, both Abram's and Lot's flocks and riches were growing. They should have been very happy. But it actually caused a terrible crisis. Isn't that just how it happened? People think that if only they were rich, they would be happy. They don't enjoy their families or work because they're so anxious to make money. The more they get, the more they want. They won't give it to the Lord's work or to the needy because they want it all for themselves. The stingier they become, the more miserable they are. The things of this world simply do not satisfy. Abram and Lot's servants battled over pasture land, grass, and water wells.
This is our pasture. We were here first.
No, you weren't. We were.
Hey, this is Lot's well. Get away.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
The bickering sounded like some boys and girls who argue and won't give place to another. Jesus said, though, blessed are the peacemakers. Those who love God and want to show his love to others. But the quarrel grew into bitter strife and near war. The tense hostility reached Abram and brought heartache and sorrow. What should he do? After all Abram had done for Lot, there was no excuse for the way Lot and his servants were acting. But that's how selfishness shows itself and treats other people. Abram was a peacemaker. He loved God and didn't want trouble. Since trying his own way had failed so miserably in Egypt, he humbled himself and looked to the Lord to take care of him. Lot, Abram spoke seriously, we're brethren. It's not right to be arguing. It's better to separate than to have our servants fighting like this. There's plenty of land for both of us. Look it all over and take what you want. If you go to the right, I'll go to the left. You choose first, I'll take what's left. Oh, you would hope Lot would answer, oh no, Uncle Abram, you've done so much for me. You take first choice, and I'll take what's left. But not Lot. He saw that beautiful Jordan River bottomland. He knew that rich soil would produce good pasture and bumper crops and lots of fat cattle. Yes, the city of Sodom was down there. Sure, it was a wicked city, but it wouldn't harm him. He saw nothing but prosperity ahead. Yes, Uncle, I think I'll take that well-watered plain of Jordan. He showed no gratitude to Abraham or any concern about what life in Sodom might do to his family. He just wanted the best place to make money. Now Abram was the elder, yet he took second choice. Lot moved to the rich plain and pitched his tent towards Sodom. He paid dearly for his selfish choice, but Abram was greatly blessed for trusting God. Perhaps selfishness rules in your heart. Think about it. Do you find yourself rushing to the head of the food line for lunch or a party? Do you grab the biggest piece of cake? Do you take the best chair? Do you grab into the candy bag ahead of others? Do you keep things for yourself instead of sharing? Do you give some of your money to the Lord or keep it all for yourself? Be honest now. Do you have a selfish heart that wants your way, right or wrong? If so, you need a new heart, a heart cleansed from sin that loves Jesus first and puts others ahead of yourself for Christ's sake. A sinful heart makes us say and do many unlovely things. A sinful heart is cut off from God, for the wages of sin is death, eternal death in hell. The Bible says the wicked will be judged, every man according to their works. Lot made a very bad choice, but you can choose Christ. That choice will lead you to heaven instead of destruction. Christ died for your sins. He can forgive lying and selfishness, and disobedience and such, but he cannot forgive an unrepentant heart. The wages of sin is death, yes, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Right now, pray, asking the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive your sins. Receive him by faith alone as your only Savior. He will forgive you and give you the joy and peace your heart yearns for. We care about you. We want you to know the Lord. Our announcer will give you our address now if we can be of any help. And until next week, God bless you.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.